This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I mean, her face, both of their faces were faces of absolute mortification.
Yeah.
They just could not believe the luck that they had being blasted on this big-ass screen, wherever it was, at Gillette or whatever.
Yeah.
And immediately, he looks like he took a step down, got out of the frame. She sidestepped the frame.
Yeah.
And then there's like this third woman who, or this third person who is a woman.
Yes.
Who has this sheepish look like, I can't believe that they just got put on this. Like she knew.
Yeah. She knew the jig was up.
And so that person in that couple has since been identified as, and it's funny, even in the clip, you know, maybe we could find it. It's out there somewhere. Chris Martin kind of says either they're very shy.
Yeah.
Or they're having an affair. Like he literally says that in the you know, in the little riff there. And he's like, he's very confused by their reaction because nobody reacts like that, right? Literally nobody reacts like that when they get put on camera unless they're having an affair.
Yes.
Because even if you're camera shy, like you're, you know, you're going to be a little sheepish, but you're not going to like run out of the frame.
Holy shit. I hope we didn't do something. All right. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, and then there's.
I think I caught him on delay as well.
So. Yeah. It's a Friday.
It's one of those days. No, the stream listeners get the whole brunt.
That's right.
FM, we got you.
So anyway, that man has been identified as astronomer CEO Andy Byron. Now, Astronomer is a company. It's like a software company. They work with like EA Sports. They work with a lot of different places. Like, you know, it's just a tech job, right? It's a tech company. And the controversy is not that necessarily that, you know, these two are having an affair. It's that the woman involved works under him at this company as the HR chief.
Both literally and figuratively, it appears.
Apparently so. And so that is currently the issue, that the CEO is apparently having some sort of affair with his HR
and relatively new, if I think this story, in pretty recent-ish
hire.
I think
November of last year.
Yeah, not too far.
So anyway, over at Kalshi, where you can bet on everything. This is not an ad. It's just a product
this.
I use.
I love this so much.
I bet on it. I bet on, will the CEO of Astronomer leave this month? I bet no. Now, even if it's announced, it still resolves as he left, right? Like if it's announced that he's resigning, but it doesn't take effect until August the 1st, it still settles as he is leaving. So I bet no on it.
You're looking good currently at a 47% chance.
Exactly. See how interesting this is?
Wow.
And a lot of people are betting on this. I think there's like, you know, $500,000 or more in liquidity on this. Yeah, $569,000.
So they pool this cash, basically. And so they're hedging and they're setting lines on this.
They are just using, exactly. Where's the money coming from? You know, who? How much? Somebody bet $19,000 yesterday that, yes, he would lose his job. I am going to say, and this is the reason why the bet is leave by the end of the month.
Right.
That's the bet. Not that he leaves, but it's by the end of the month.
Okay.
And I'm saying no for a couple of reasons. One is, it takes time to investigate something, right?
Yes.
It takes time to get a full picture of, mm-hmm. is this an office affair? First of all, I don't even know what their company policy is.
Right.
This is not a Boeing or a McDonald's or a Best Buy. You know, this was a tech startup.
Right.
So I don't, obviously it's basically corporate law not to do this. Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand.
Yes.
But you know, we also understand too, tech companies kind of color outside the lines every now and then. You know, it's mm-hmm. not just black. It's not like the McDonald's CEO, okay?
Right.
They can go find somebody to run McDonald's.
Yes.
It's a little more difficult to find a tech CEO. You know, it's not as easy.
Facts.
The hired guns aren't as easy to find. So I think he may probably have to step down. I do think that's probably going to have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to take more than 2 weeks by the end of the month to get there. That's what I'm betting on. Do you think he steps down? Do you think he should step down?
Okay, so I want to kind of walk through this as my opinion on it. I think your bet is good. I'll start with the bet because I think your premise is exactly right. The way that any company works, and I don't even give a crap if it's a startup tech company or a public company or a private company or even the government. I've worked for all of them. Now, government's a little more swift, honestly. When you hear of a government employee, especially in this current administration,
right.
They're pretty hair-triggered, it seems like, at this point, more so than a lot of companies. So I say all that to say, and in my experience, it's going to take a little bit because they're going to paper this thing, right? They're
yes.
going to go on Saturday, and then we spoke to, and then zippity-doo-dah, and then it's August 1.
Exactly.
Right? And it's a start of a clean month, what have you. So I do think your bet's good. Will he step down? I think the answer is yes.
Yes.
And I don't think this will last. I think that's a judgment snafu for him,
right.
Clearly. And by the way, I ain't going to get anybody's pocketbook or the privates here, okay? Like, this is going on all the time. All the time. Like, people, it's human nature.
Right.
Like, I also never say that my house is cleaner than anybody else's, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever do that, but,
yeah.
like, so I say all that to say, like, you know, this is the first time, you know, we've seen this at a rock concert.
No,
where
it's
there's
nuts.
A damn Kiss cam. But the one thing that's going to happen that we can both agree on, I think, is this is going to be Jordan-esque meme level stuff.
Oh, no question. It is definitely already that.
So it's probably going to end for him.
Yeah.
Because even the people that are investing in it are probably going to go, this dumbass.
Well, you know, I think that's an important part, is that this is not a publicly traded company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not, you know, how it impacts, if at all it impacts, this business is unclear.
Right.
I think
if he's really gifted, it won't end. But
right.
Who's that gifted in tech now?
Well, Gary Parrish always used to say, like, certain people are worth more of a headache than others.
He's right about that, by the way.
You know,
that's in all businesses.
And so I think that's what we can't know. I think
I don't know.
You know, he's not a founder. He hasn't been there since the beginning.
Right.
But I do think he was instrumental in getting them some deals.
Yep.
And so I think that's why, like, this will just take time. I don't think he will go down without a fight, is my guess.
Right.
Any CEO probably would be in the same boat. So they're going to have to do this full investigation, going to have to prove that, you know, he had this affair, that it was, you know, because on its own, is that enough to say that there is an affair? I mean, we can insinuate and assume, but
which is probably why they should have played, and Gabe brought this point up yesterday talking about this. Their reaction is what spurred the whole thing. Like, but you don't plan how you're going to dismount from your honey,
no,
who you're hugging up on.
Well, first
now,
of all, yeah, you're an idiot for, you know.
It was a pretty abrupt end.
That is true. That if they had just played it cool and just looked there, you know, I mean, obviously, like, somebody probably would have recognized him from the crowd, or maybe not.
You're not naked on the couch, bro. Like, if you just did a right-hand slip here, you might have actually dismounted a little cleaner.
It probably would have gotten back to the wife.
Yes.
But maybe not.
It wouldn't have drawn the ire of Chris Martin. It wouldn't have been a hold on the camera situation thing. When you duck out of a damn Kiss cam, and it happens occasionally at NBA games. You go to these NBA games because it's like sister and brother.
Yeah.
It's usually sister and brother embarrassed.
Right.
But then you do get the occasional Kiss cam where it's not a CEO or it's
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what's going on there.
Yeah. So I think, fun story, though. for us.
Yeah. For us looking in. And I think, you know what it also says? People of sin love sin. People of sin love sin. We all have.
We all sin.
That's why I don't go heavy on this as much as I think. And I'm not perfect, by the way. I had some fun with it, and I reposted some memes. But, like,
yeah,
man, your house better be damn perfect.
Oh, I would never, you know.
Sorry, I broke up with you.
I ain't gonna judge.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about just me in general. I'm talking about myself.
For sure.
Man, kind of a rough deal for that family.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible that you know. But again, like, there's a certain level of like
people love this stuff,
and monogamy is not exactly a goal that is reached all that often, is it?
It doesn't seem.
I mean,
in 2025, I you know, that's why people.
I'm just never naive, right? Like, I hope
I'm not either, bro.
I hope that people like, you know, are kind to their partners and everything like that. But like, I also,
especially if you're taking vows, you're trying your best,
of course,
right?
You're trying your best, yeah. But we all fall short.
Stacy said this morning, she's like, you know, that woman. First of all, and this is the first thing you also start talking about. You're like, man. She was a beautiful younger woman who he's married to with young kids.
Yep.
So he married up and young.
Yep.
And she's like a school teacher.
Oh, wow.
You know, like,
yeah, that's tough. But she's going to be okay. She's going to get half in the divorce.
She's going to get $30 million.
Whatever he's got.
Yeah.
You know, half of whatever he's got. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Man, I wish I was cheated on by somebody who's a millionaire. Usually,
no question.
Average folks like me, they ain't got no money.
That's right. That's right. there have been like TikToks that are like circulating that are fake. There have been statements that are circulating that are fake.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen those.
Astronomer has not said anything other than to debunk that statement that's being circulated is fake.
Yeah.
That's all they said. Again, he's on the board, right? So he's the CEO and he's on the board.
Right.
So, you know, there's only five other guys. So, I don't know what their, you know, mindset is. I just think it's crazy we live in a world and a time where you can bet on this man's job.
I'll take it a step further. I didn't know any businesses now, you're trying to get attention so you can get money. I didn't know anything about Astronomer. Suddenly Thursday, I knew Astronomer. I was like, man, it looks like they got some cool crap working.
I definitely think there's a part of that to this. I think, you know...
I know that's weird, bro.
No,
but
I mean, like the whole any publicity is good publicity, right?
I mean, a little bit. Like, I was like, man, look at Astronomer and that data platform they're
building. I mean, I think they have to work through that. I assume their website has gotten more traffic than they have ever conceived.
Yes.
I think they have to just sort of come at it like, all right, is this CEO, is he making good decisions? Is he making decisions that are in the best interest of the company? And I think the answer you get to is no, he can't be because he's dating the HR person. All right. And he's, you know, the affair piece of it is between, you know, their spouses, right? But, you know, I have to sort of judge this is, I'm putting a lot of money into this business and is the right person leading it. I think the answer that they're going to get to is no.
I agree.
But I think it's going to take them more than 2 weeks to get there.
I like your bet.
So, I mean, again, whatever. It's not like it's going to decide my fate as a man and whether this bet wins or loses. Again, it's just like the idea that there's odds on this. Folks, we are going into an unprecedented world.
So I'm looking at your Kalshi website. I've never been on the site.
Oh, it's insane.
Okay. I'm looking at some of the bets. Will Musk tag Trump in a post on X in X amount of time?
It's crazy.
I mean, you can bet on the mayoral race in New York City, the president's RCP approval rating on July 25th, which is, later next week, Democratic nominee in 28. Justin Bieber's has a number one album this year that seems unlikely, apparently. Like, some of these bets.
You can bet on if the Epstein files are going to be released this year.
I think that's going to be yes, it seems.
Well, that's...
Where's it at?
It's 55%.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
According to the news I listened to today, that's
But see,
happen.
that's priced in, though. Because that news would make you think it's 100%.
They adjusted for that.
But I think
they're taking my money.
There's more steps that have to, you know what I mean?
Like, you're a damn sharp on Kalshi, bro.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, because there's like, you got to have court orders and stuff. The court has to order it unsealed. You can ask.
You are
Pam
something,
Bondi
John
has
Martin.
To ask.
You're something.
And she'll ask, but the court may say no. You know? So that's why it's only 56%.
You looked at the bet. You were looking at that one this week.
Oh, 100%. Because I saw the news. I'm like, how is this only 56%? This is to be 99.9%.
Hilarious.
You know?
Hilarious.
But like, it's just crazy how we...
No, it's not, everything has been quantified now.
Everything is priced.
Yeah, it's all quantified.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for society. I mean, I do think like you can, in a way, if you use it correctly,
yeah,
you can make yourself smarter. Like, you can make yourself, like, more informed. How about that? More informed.
I have started, I don't bet on stuff like you do. You might be a damn degenerate.
I'll bet on anything.
You will bet on a snail race outside the damn office here at Mount Moriah, bro. But, like, I have started doing things. Like, when Jake, we were thinking about education decisions, and now we're in the middle of that with the college coming. I have started, at least, I type stuff into AI all the time now when I make decisions. Like, you're buying something, you're making a family decision, because you got psychologists and their data's all out there.
Right.
You got money people all out there, their data's on the internet.
Right.
I will type in the question, XYZ decision, if I do XYZ and XYZ question mark.
Absolutely.
And now, and I know that sounds asinine and unhumane, but like, no, I use that all the time.
I mean, look, AI is a tool, right? Like, it is a tool where, you know, basically it's an aggregator.
Right.
That's what it is. AI doesn't tell you anything that you can't find on your own. It just makes it easier.
And it'll pull it together and say, it aggregates it into one simple answer.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, because in the time that it'll take you to, like, because look, some people, they actually aren't Google literate. Like, they don't know how to Google things.
Absolutely. Google's trying to make it easier now with the AI embedded. So they're just stupefying it.
Yes. But it's like, you know, people couldn't microfiche back in the day, right? They didn't know how to do that.
Bro, I had to do that. That was the worst part of my life.
So AI, basically, all AI does is it just literally brings all that, it pulls all that information from the Washington Post, from the New York Times, from AP, whatever, and it just says, all right, like, for example, yesterday when I was, like, deciding on whether to throw any money at this stupid bet, I'm like, what's the timeline for CEOs being removed after sexual, you know,
misgivings.
Exactly, right.
What is it?
And so the average is, like, 11 days. So, like, we're right on it, right?
You're close.
But those are big corporations like McDonald's and Boeing. Like, those are those are, like, $100 billion companies, okay? This is not that. It's going to take a lot more time.
So, Kalshi has $10 million on the New York Mail race.
There you go.
$6 million on the best AI this month.
Yeah, and then sports, obviously, you can
get heavier.
PGA, the Open right now, you can bet on that. You can bet on UFC 318. It really is.
Crazy, bro.
It's and then, again, this is not an ad, all right? But I do not have...
People are going to be on this thing.
I do not have a sportsbook sponsor at this time. you put cash in there?
Yeah.
Your cash grows interest free.
So you can make interest on it just sitting in the account?
Correct.
That's cool. So it's kind of a bank.
Not only that, if you place an order, like, let's say, for example, I wanted to place an order on Detroit Lions under 10.5 as a future bet, right? Even my cash on that bet grows 3.75%.
While it's sitting for the future?
While it's waiting for that to be determined.
Rate? What's the rate?
3.75, which is better than most places right now.
That's better than an active checking savings account.
100%.
Like some of them. I know, not a regular savings, but like those active checks.
And again, I know people are like rolling their eyes at this, but like it could help you. These are derivatives. These are CFTC regulated derivatives.
Oh, that's cool.
Which means you can write them off against gains.
This is not offshore either.
No, this is regulated by the United States.
It's a damn bank.
The head of the CFTC right now, who was appointed by Donald Trump, is on the board here at Kalshi, and Donald Trump Jr. is an advisor.
Of course.
As long as you
am I the only person that buys CDs anymore?
Yeah.
I think I am.
No, you're not. I don't think so.
I think I'm the only person in the world that buys CDs.
You're not. You're not the only person that buys CDs. But you're probably one of the younger ones.
Yeah.
You're one of the younger ones.
Yeah, that's an old farmer trick.
I've never considered that. What do you get on those?
You can get up some banks in rural areas, you can get up 7, 8, 10.
I mean, that's
but
real.
But you got to sit that money in there.
Is it 6 months?
Yeah. Well, no. You can't do 6 months. Usually it's longer term.
Okay.
It's 2 and 3 years.
See, that's a long time.
Long time. But if you want to get double digit returns, though, you got to invest it.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, what a time to be alive is kind of where I would come down on this.
I might be investing in Kalshi. Like, do they do dollar bets? I know you do much dollar higher than dollar bets.
They do dollar bets.
Well, then I might have to go small.
You can bet anything on here.
No, we're not going to fade. They'll probably fade me once I get in there.
You can bet on what Jerome Powell is going to say at the July press conference.
Nuts.
You can bet on. Where soccer free agents are going to go.
You know, the sad thing is because I'm a lot older than you.
Will Trump sue Wall Street Journal before September? You can bet on anything. Right?
Well, so like in the 90s, when you would do like parlay bets in Vegas, most of the time they'd hit. Like you could walk into a casino and do a five legger, and they were not that calculated because they didn't have all the analytics they have. Now the books have it, man. They got you by the nuts.
That's right. They sure do. Anyway,
Fun.
There you have it.
Fun stuff, John. You've enlightened all of us. I'm glad you got your back. Good luck.
And as we sign off here for this segment, my 51% chance that he stays is up to 56%.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Drew Hill's going to join us. I mean, basically next.
Yeah, you can bring him on here.
Yeah. We'll call. Let's do the rundown. That is sponsored. Let's do that real quick. We're going to do it right here if we can. Drew Hill is going to join us in studio in just a bit. Talk NBA Summer League with him, Grizzlies, some of the things that they have done. And, I mean, they're basically on to training camp here. They got maybe one more game. Or maybe they don't have one more game.
So I was looking at that on ESPN's website this morning. I think they didn't win.
They won one game, right?
They were 1-3, but now you're starting to get close. Let me look at the.
I think they have one more. I could be wrong.
I looked this morning and I was trying to see.
You didn't see one?
Because, okay, so.
They have one more. They have the Clippers on Sunday. Oh, that's going to be brutal.
That's a consolation. Like, they're not even in the winner's bracket.
I mean, who wants to play that game? I mean,
the Grizzlies probably don't want to play it.
I mean, yeah, like, Sunday, you're 1-3, you're out of it. Everybody's gone. Like, I mean, honestly, anybody, like even the Hawks and Celtics who are 4-0 and 3-1, like, you're ready to go.
And they're not playing Jalen Wells, they said publicly.
He's done. So, anyway, we'll talk to Drew Hill about that. One more game for Summer League, and then that's that on that. We did get some interesting NBA news yesterday. Damian Lillard is going back to Portland, which is kind of interesting. And they gave him 3 years, $42 million to do it. And he's got a player option in 27-28. And he's got a no-trade clause. What?
I don't get this.
He's missing one of the three, right? He's gone for the first year. But I guess this the only way I could justify this is just it's a lifer deal. Like, it's like, hey, you've spent, you know, the first 10 years of your career here. We loved you. You loved us. We're gonna do right by you, and we're gonna let you retire as a Milwaukee or as a Portland Trailblazer.
The first thing I thought of was your Drew Holiday deal. You're gonna get off of probably. Yep. So he's out this year anyway. So you use Drew one, and then he's next year's guard when he returns, and Drew's gone.
Yep.
You know, and you get that money deal, and you probably sell a few tickets because he's, you know, loved in that market. I assume.
Mean, we'll see. I mean, if he ain't good, I mean,
I don't know where he's at.
But and again, he's missing the entire 25-26 season. But yeah, I mean, listen, I think if you're Portland, you know, you're not necessarily close,
right?
And you know, maybe you can talk yourself into in 2 years he gets back. We'll hopefully be in a better place competitively, and
he's 35.
We'll make the most of it. Yeah, he's old, man. He is, and he didn't have anything other than mid-level offers. So for them to have given him, you know, basically, what, $15 million a year almost?
Yeah.
I mean, that's congratulations to Damian Lillard.
I don't like what the Bucks or the Blazers have done, or Phoenix. Like, those are three that are helping the Grizzlies out.
I think, like, maybe Windhorst said the Bucks had the worst offseason in the NBA, and somehow they're still going to hold on to Giannis. I mean, that is pretty amazing. But yeah, like, they really haven't done anything. They went and got somebody
Miles Turner,
right?
Which is wild.
Like, you know, I mean, I'd say this lovingly. He's the black Brooke Lopez. Right. I mean, that's the same thing. Like, they're both like big stretch fives who shoot threes. Right. And you know, I mean, Brooke is probably a little bit better of a shot blocker than Miles. But yeah, I don't really know. I was going back and forth with there's a guy in that college basketball group chat that I'm in, and he's a big Bucks fan. He's like diehard, and I was telling him as their season ended in the first round of the Pacers, like, now is the time.
Yeah,
now is the time to trade Giannis. I mean,
yes,
because you guys aren't going anywhere. Right. Okay, and it'd be one thing if he was like 27, and they keep they in the because right. like there's still some runway there with him, in terms of value down the line, in terms of okay, we can do this, that, the other, and we still have Giannis at 27. Like, he's 30.
Yes.
He's 30 years old now, and this is it. This is his absolute peak, no question about it. You will never get more value for him than you get right now. And if you keep him and you hold on to him and you run it back with the team that you got, what are you?
Yeah.
You're lucky now because you're going to say the East is open because Halliburton's out and Tatum is out and, you know, the Magic are unproven. That's what they're doing. they won't compete. They won't come out of the East because they just don't have enough. And I think they're going to regret not trading him.
I think Mike Miller summarized this best this morning, and I'm paraphrasing because he said, you know, your window is so big. And I think the answer to that is the window is small as hell always. In other words, you only can use Kawhi Leonard like a year, maybe. You can only use Giannis. Yeah, you win your title. You got your title. You can only use Tatum. Hopefully you can use him more. You know, 1 year you got him. Denver, Jokic, you got one title. Like, you really need to push the chips in when the window is barely open, like Orlando did.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Like, so his point was on the Desmond trade. By the way, he is a stand for Orlando, your homeboy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. And he should be. Like, they got a good team, and he's got some clients there. But, like, now with Tyus on a no-do deal, and you've got Desmond, and you've got Paolo, like, man, this is the window. They did the right thing. They did the right thing.
Yeah. By the way, I'm just seeing some breaking news. Will Barton's in the Big Three.
I saw this.
Hey, he might be the best player in that thing.
Ball out in the Big Three.
I mean, he's got to be the youngest, right?
Yeah.
He's got to be the youngest.
It's pretty big news for Will Barton and Memphis fans.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely is. So anyway, yeah. Drew Hill's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies. Get his thoughts on Summer League, Jalen Wells summer, and more. Stick around, Jason and John.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ESPN.
My God, that's Drew Hill's music!
Drew Hill covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. He is a fill-in host. Do you prefer fill-in host or guest host? What, like, feels better to you as a title?
I think I could say fill-in now because I'm like a part-time employee.
Yeah, fill-in.
So I'm not technically guest.
I think part-time host sounds better than fill-in, honestly. I'm gonna call you part-time host for 92.9.
Okay.
Fill-in has it has a derogatory sort of connotation, like, oh, you're just a fill-in. You're just a guy.
I don't mind.
Okay,
whatever. I'm not offended by fill-in.
Okay, all right, you're a fill-in host for 92.9. Husband and soon-to-be father. We have a lot to get to, man. Thanks for being here. I know Summer League calls for the moment. Summer League calls for in-studio appearances.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. No, I was in the area, so I stopped in. You know, it's always always good to show my face around here. But no, it's Summer League. I mean, it started feeling like a big deal, and now it just feels like whatever, dude. It's just been such a, I don't know.
It's been like, it was like the air got taken out of the balloon.
There's been no substance to it. It feels like,
right.
You know?
And I think a couple of things, right? Zach didn't play, and you never got to see Cedric.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's
no Cedric, no Zach. I mean, Javon Small played the last game and looked pretty good, but like hasn't really played.
Yeah.
I mean, the best thing that we've had to hold on to is Jemai Meshack, right?
Exactly.
And he's been pretty good. I just wrote a story that came out yesterday on Jemai where I interviewed Rick Barnes. And I thought there were some interesting quotes and stuff in there, so you can go read that. But outside of Jemai Meshack, really, and this doesn't just speak for the Grizzlies, it speaks for Summer League in general, right? Like Cooper Flagg, and you had the showdown early. They were the first game.
Yep.
And he just wasn't that efficient, and it just didn't really feel like it lived up to the hype. And then from then on, it's just been a whole lot of average basketball games. And I'm not trying to like say that Summer League is usually this crazy entertaining product. It's not. But it just feels like that this year's it's been particularly watered down.
Yeah, I mean, because like the teams that are like left, like in terms of playoffs, like you have, you know, the Thunder, who have second-year guys, right? They the Raptors, second-year guys. Kings, mostly second-year guys with Neek Clifford, you know. And then the Hornets, who have, you know, some interesting first-year guys like Konkanipple and things like that. But, you know, I think that's – like you're not seeing these dominant rookies playing into the end of this thing. Like they're all done, you know. I mean, Cooper Flagg played, what, two games? Dylan Harper got shut down after, you know, one and a half. Ace hasn't played at all. So I think that's another part of it. It's like you haven't really seen the big-time rookie stars in this thing that much. And I think that definitely does – to the extent that there's going to be juice or buzz about it, I think it's all directly impacted by those guys not playing.
Yeah. No, I mean, yes. From a big-picture standpoint, I think you're exactly right. From a Grizzlies standpoint, like, even the small – sort of headlines or storylines that we were trying to follow, most of those got derailed.
Absolutely.
Like when it comes to like Javon Small,
yep.
When it comes to, you know, Cedric Coward and just like maybe he would have the chance to play at the end in the back end and like that doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Yep.
And then even down to like, okay, we all expect that they're going to sign a two-way big. Like now you've got some competition, Alex Reese, Will Magne, Armando Bacot. Like, none of them have been all that impressive.
Yeah, they have been bad.
Reese played 7 minutes in that game.
Yep.
Like, that doesn't do nearly enough.
Yep.
Will Magne, advanced rebounding numbers are great. Well, guess what? He's played two games, and he's played, like, less than 14 minutes per game.
And he's been pretty bad at them.
Yeah, and Bacot is just hasn't really done much. So you're like, okay, let's expand the search. I tried to write a little bit about this morning.
Yep.
It's like, let's expand the search and go look at bigs around the league and see who's available.
Yeah.
There isn't a lot there either. There's no Jay Huff this year, right?
Right.
That player doesn't exist. You know, there's like Nelly Joseph on the Hawks, who they just played against, who's like, you know, had been pretty good from New Mexico, originally from NBA Academy. Like, you know, there are PJ Hall. Is PJ Hall interesting to you? But like that, this is what we're resorting to.
PJ Hall was unbelievable last night. I mean, you're going to have competition for him. I mean, if I'm the Hornets, like, how is he not getting a two-way? I mean, dude, I turned that game on yesterday, and he had, like, the second-best dunk in Summer League. Like, it wasn't –
Well, there you go. That's your guy then.
Seriously. Like, P.J. Hall
excites you.
I mean, go – I would encourage people. He is 100% better than any of these bigs on the Grizzlies roster. Like, the hopeful two-way guys. Better than Bacot. Better than Magne. Better than Reese. Like, P.J. Hall, what did he have last night?
He averaged in the G League last year close to 20 points and 13 rebounds.
He had 11 and 8 last night, 4 blocks and 19 minutes. I highly doubt that Bacot has had a better game than that in the Summer League. Like, and he was coming off the bench. So, yes, P.J., his activity was good. He's a plus 11. Like,
He had a couple of ferocious blocks, man. Yeah, give me PJ Hall. He's because I like he's gonna he's a guy that just he's an energy. He's an energy guy. That's it. Like not that skilled, you know.
Well,
but
that, he's also like the type that they have sort of signaled here that they're interested in.
He's
like,
a dog.
Because well, not just that. I'm just talking about like age and positional.
Right.
Like
right.
Magne is 27. Reese is 26. Both have international or professional experience. Like PJ Hall, I know is only 1 year out of the league, but he was a 5 year or 4 year college player.
Yeah.
Clemson. Like, yeah, that's more close to the type of like the
right
who you think. And like, look, we're splitting hairs here too. Like this, we're talking about bringing in a player that's going to be like a break in case of emergency big.
Yep.
Because you know, you're going to have guys missing at the start of the season. And so how much does this really matter, I think, is a question. But it just doesn't feel like there's a Jay Huff out there. There's no Jay Huff just waiting in the wings for the Grizzlies.
No, you're right. It probably does not matter all that much. But whatever. I mean, they have the spots. And you never know. Like, I'm sure there are success stories of organizations putting a guy in that slot and then him going on to be, you know, a great player.
The Grizzlies have a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jalen Wells is interesting. You know, you tweeted yesterday before the game started that team spokesman told you that he's shut down for the rest. It's only yesterday and one more game, so it's only two more games that he's missing. But he did not have a great summer, I thought. Like, again, it's summer. It's a small sample, okay? But we're not coming away from it saying, wow, Jalen Wells looks incredible, ready to take that step. But I guess I would ask, how much of it do you sort of look into, if at all?
I mean, he's not playing like positionally. I don't think he was doing the exact things that he's going to do for Memphis. I think defensively, you have a tendency to sort of overlook what a player is doing, especially in summer league. Because
are you LeBron James me right now? Like shots. With Greg Doyle, you're like
no,
you're only looking at one
no,
side of the.
No,
is that
no,
what you're doing to
that's
me?
That's not what I'm doing to you. That's not what I'm doing to you. Because I was gonna say like, we have a thing that we talk about all the time on our podcast with me and Chris. Where we say, you know, in summer league, you can weed out players that aren't good, but you can't necessarily determine who is good based on how they play.
Right.
Because there's lots of players that perform really well in summer league, and it means nothing when you get to the regular season. And, like, I feel like Jalen Wells could have potentially really impressed in summer league and, like, scored a bunch of points and been really awesome, but I still would have looked at it as, like, I don't think this means anything.
Fair enough.
So I'm not like necessarily worried that he's not like posting monster numbers.
Right.
I think getting the reps is important for him. So like, I don't know. Like even if he would have come in and been awesome and dominated, I just don't know like how much I would have made of it.
Yeah. And that's a good point. Cause if he was like averaging 30 a game, you're like, okay, well you're not going to do that for the Grizzlies. Right. Like that's not going to be your role at all. He was much better in Salt Lake, it feels like, than he was in Vegas. Like
he just didn't shoot the ball well.
Right.
Like and
that's kind of one where I would have liked to see that. I would have liked it.
Yes.
He had a good game against the Blazers. He was 2 of 5 from three. He was 7 of 16 from the field. Had 23 and 7. That was just definitely for me the highlight of his summer.
I'm not worried about him like failing in certain aspects of his game where he's uncomfortable and they're trying to get him more comfortable.
Right.
That's the whole point of this, right? Is to let him work through that stuff. I'm not worried about that, but like the shooting, yeah, you want to see him shoot the ball well. He didn't shoot it great, but again, it's only like what, 3 or 4 games that he played. So
yeah,
it's not, I'm not going to make a big deal of it.
Yeah. He averaged like 15 and a half in Vegas. So he was better. He averaged 18 overall. I think he played 2 games in Salt Lake, and it was much better. I mean, they did beat Oklahoma City. I believe they're the only – no, they lost to Utah in summer league in Salt Lake as well. OKC did. But the Grizz were one of only 2 teams that has beaten OKC in the summer league so far. So, I mean, have that.
Whatever.
You're just not a summer league guy. It's fine. I mean, I haven't
watched 1 minute of OKC summer league.
Well, I have. And they have 2 – they have maybe 3 studs.
I can't believe – can we talk about something else? Can I detour this? You like Las Vegas, don't you?
I do.
What do you like about Las Vegas?
I like the being there with no responsibilities to my family.
But you can do that at the beach. Oh. You can do that like in a cabin in the woods.
I can't go to a beach without my family. My family's going to be there.
Okay. But
Las Vegas is one of the only places I can run hot.
Yeah, but you can only go there for you went to live there.
I went to graduate school.
Okay. There. Las Vegas for me, and don't take offense to this.
Are you going to Wimby me right now?
No.
I'll tell you my answer maybe after.
I can be there for like 2 days, and then I'm like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's what I would tell you. It's the entertainment capital of the world now. And every place you can gamble. It's the entertainment capital of the world. It's the sports capital of the world now, yep. Arguably.
When the Grizzlies move to
Vegas
from
here. They will soon have an NBA team. They will have the Oakland Athletics. They have Golden Knights. They have Dan Mullen.
They have the Aces.
They have Josh Pastner.
That's right. That put them over the top.
They have the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. They have mountains. They have sunshine.
I'm not arguing that there's fun things to do in Vegas. Of course there's fun things to do in Vegas.
Yeah.
I just feel like, for me, when I'm there's something about the altitude, the heat, the way everything is for a dollar. Everything is for a dollar. Maybe this is different if I wasn't on the strip.
Yeah, if you're in Henderson, Nevada,
I'm sure that would be fine. Yeah. And I'm sure that'd be a plenty enjoyable thing.
I get you. Waiting
for every single dinner.
I think you're on it in terms of tourism.
I mean, it is so, like, I enjoy being there. But I have a limit.
I have like a one-day or two-day limit,
and I'm like, I can't. Yeah. I'm done.
I did a week there.
You would go there all the time.
Well, it's funny. Like, I had a trip booked for Vegas. It was supposed to be this week, and I canceled it because I was like, I just don't feel like it. You know, like, I just don't feel like going to Vegas, man. So I 100% understand what you're saying. Believe me. I think, like, the dryness. Like, your lips get chapped and cracked every time you're out there, right?
I was on the, I told you this last week, I was on the 53rd floor. My ears were killing me.
Yeah. Bro, but you don't have that Memphis allergy crap.
Well, I mean, look.
That's dead.
If Las Vegas radio stations were doing a segment about Memphis, they'd have a long list of things that they don't like about it.
Fair.
You know,
that's true.
I mean, I get exactly what you're saying. Like, it's sort of. I think the worst part about it is what you said about the money thing. Like, to breathe and exist, it costs $100 a day out there.
I know. Like, I'm not crapping on Las Vegas. I enjoy going to Las Vegas, but I just have a limit on Las Vegas.
Well, and it's become, like, I think they're running into this a little bit. Like, I think people are getting woke to that. Like, people are sick of it. People are sick of being price gouged out in Las Vegas. And I think I bet you, across the board.
They're losing conventions, by the way, because of that.
Yeah.
Let's play a game. How much do you guys think it costs for sausage, egg, and cheese, breakfast sandwich, and a grande iced coffee at the Starbucks in my resort?
On the strip?
On the strip.
I would say $30.
Oh, 30.
Yeah, it was like $25.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, on the strip, bro.
But like in Memphis, that's like $15, $12.
That's a Starbucks, right? Yeah.
That's, like, that's
the
on the strip.
There was only one thing near proximity that I could go to where I didn't like feel bad. Like, maybe I'm just so invested in the Daily Memphian that I do care about like trying not to spend a ton of money when I'm on the road.
Yeah, well, Parth is different than you, though.
McDonald's. Yeah, Parth.
He's going to Nobu.
Charter going to Vegas, bro.
Parth is doing dinners at Nobu every single night.
Yeah, he loves Vegas. Are you giving me?
Like, the only thing that I could escape to was the McDonald's. That was by the thing, and I ate McDonald's like three times.
I think that you have some valid. I have gotten. To a point where, you know, I try now to only go to Vegas if I'm going to a Raiders game. Like, I'm trying to get to a place I did college basketball. I was doing some stuff for Field of 68. So we went out there for that. And,
I mean, we talk about in Las Vegas lighting your money on fire. That's right. What going to a Raiders game is right there.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Geno Smith, Pete Carroll, Ashton Jeanty, dog. I mean, it might be a thing now. We might have some grease to cook with. I mean, it's a new frontier. I'm trying to keep my expectations very reasonable, but I do think I'm going to get carried away. I do. Yeah. I think, because they're going to win a game, right, early in the season, where it's like Geno throws for 300 and Ashton Jeanty goes for 100.
Yep.
I'm going to start talking. For the first time in about 10 years, I'm going to start talking again.
You have an average quarterback.
He's a top 10 quarterback, according to...
you have an average quarterback.
Well, I think Steven Ruiz of The Ringer has him top 10.
Yeah.
I think he has him 8.
He's a very average top 10 quarterback, though.
Well, I mean... Your quarterback's not top 10.
That's what I'm saying. I would kill to have an average quarterback. I mean,
You probably do, honestly. But I also think the other thing about, I think just to sort of in the Vegas thing, I think the fact that you can gamble anywhere now. Like, you can bet on sports anywhere now.
Right.
And you don't have to go to, like, you used to have to go to Vegas to do that. You know, but since.
Or Tunica. Yeah.
But, like, since 2018, you know, now we have it in Tennessee. We have it. You can go to, like, literally 35 states, it's legalized. You go to D.C., it's legal. You can go to Kentucky, it's legal.
I mean, and if you want to play cards now, all you got to do is go to West Memphis.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's different. Like, if the cards, like, that's a totally different beast, but, like, you can sit there and lose so much money playing cards in such little time.
We love that.
Like, sports betting, at least you're going to get it at an hour.
Exactly. Like, you know, it's a slow burn.
Yeah,
you know, it's a slow burn. Okay, so in terms of, we're talking to Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian here. In terms of there's a final game on Sunday. I'm sure it'll be a disaster in terms of like who's in and who's out. Is the only thing that's next is just finding that two-way guy? Like what moves are left?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the main one, right? Okay. And we all assume that Mayshak is probably.
I think Mayshak has absolutely gotten it.
And then. Yeah, I mean, if they do any other maneuvering, it's just going to have to be around, like, some of the fringe roster pieces.
But okay.
I don't really expect all that much more to happen, and I think you're going to – like, the other thing about this, too, is that there's no rush to do the two-way thing because you could take multiple players into training camp, and if none of these players you think have impressed enough, if you can't get PJ Hall, your guy – you could always just wait and take some players into the preseason and then decide what you're going to do there. So – you know, maybe that's what they choose to do, but it feels like, yeah, we're coming to a conclusion on this thing, and they haven't really, I don't know, they haven't historically played their best players in the final game, especially if they're not playing for anything, so.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to go.
So, all right, where does this leave them? I mean, it's all done. I mean, the main roster guys are here. They brought in Jock Landale. How does it feel to you?
I mean, I don't know where they're going to stand in the Western Conference, but it just feels like this is a season with potential to go either way. And I know every season has potential to go either way, but like this one feels particularly like they are on the fringe of the playoffs, right? Like they're if they were to get into the top six, I would say most Grizzlies fans, given where the state of this team right now, would say that's a good regular season, right? Mm. And I think if they were able to do that, then that would be really good. But I also think that, you know, without Desmond Bane, with starting the season with two starters injured, with the injury history of Ja, like there's also the potential for this thing to go the opposite direction. And I just wonder what the repercussions on that might be if it indeed is the case, because, you know, as we've said before, like obviously the number one goal for this team is to rebuild around Ja and Jaren and make it all work. But at some point you wonder like when the off ramp comes, if you think it's not going to work.
Right.
Because you still need to get value back for those players.
For sure.
And I hope it's not this year, and I don't expect it to be. I think that they need to give some time to allow themselves to build around those two guys. But, you know, you definitely want to avoid the disaster scenario too if you're the Grizzlies. So it's interesting. Like, I don't view them as one of the elite teams in the West.
Yeah. I mean,
if I'm being honest.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be a grind next year. I think it's going to be a grind for them. I would never, like, if you tell me Ja's going to be out there for 60, 65 games, like, I would never bet against that team being a playoff team. But, I mean, it's gonna definitely take that. Like, the days of being able to survive without Ja, I think, are definitively over, because you don't have, you know, I don't think they have enough without him. I just don't. So if he misses, you know, 25 games, which it feels like.
No, it's a lot harder to imagine scenarios in which the Grizzlies are able to stay afloat without him when you take a 20 point per game scorer
on
the roster and move him somewhere.
Exactly. Like, and you know, again, I think there's a world where Cedric Howard is helpful right away. There's a world where, you know, Jalen Wells continues to be, you know, a good player, and KCP will. I get that, but he is now definitively, no question about it. Like, I think the responsibility and accountability for him has never been higher now.
Yeah,
because well, I think now his team, undeniably,
the best scenario for the Memphis Grizzlies is that they find a system that works under Isolo, that Ja and Edie become a tandem that's really difficult to handle offensively, and that they're able to sort of generate offense in a way that they weren't able to a season ago. That Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is the vet that this team was missing.
Yeah.
And that as a result of the Bane trade, you got a lot deeper, and so you can put more quality players on the court, and you're able to win games, get into the playoffs, and that's a scenario that helps you win in the playoffs versus what you had a season ago. That's the best case scenario for this team. And Ja, obviously, in order to make that happen, Ja has to play 65 games, like 65 games.
100%.
You know, Jaren has to come back and be healthy. He needs to be more of the defensive player he was when he won Defensive Player of the Year than he was last year. And I think you need to see progress from Zach Edey and Jalen Wells in order for all of those things to happen. That's the best case scenario. And if that happens, I could see the Grizzlies as like a top three seed in the West. Like if everything goes right, we all know that very rarely happens where everything goes right. I think you just need to avoid the scenario in which everything goes wrong.
Yep.
Because there's consequences to that too. So,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting season, and it feels more in the balance than any season has.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.